Good morning, everyone.
大家早晨.
Thank you, Ethan, for leading us in worship and also welcoming me back from my Sabbath. Certainly, my Sabbath has been very restful, and I thoroughly enjoyed recently a bit of our beloved hockey team play a number of games in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
好多謝 Ethan 為我哋領詩。 咁我喺過去幾個月咧，我係放安息年假，咁我得到充分嘅休息，我亦都好開心。尋日我哋係睇到我心愛嘅球隊作賽。
Certainly, we want a better outcome for our Vancouver Canucks, but you know what? It was not their timing.
當然，我好想我哋家人球隊有更加好嘅成績，但係未係時間。
With that, why don't I open off in a word of prayer and let us just bow our heads and commit this time to the Lord. God, we just thank you so much for being present in our lives and teaching us every day of how we ought to act and live.
天父，多谢你一路都系引领我哋，教导我哋如何去面对生命。
Father, we admit that we are all sinners and that we at times just, we cannot see or understand what exactly is going on with the world today.
天父，我承认我们每一个人都是罪人，很多时我们看不到，亦都不明白这个世界上所发生的一切。
But Father, we want to be able to open up our hearts and open up our eyes so that we can just understand what your Spirit is doing here.
天父，求你让我哋张开我哋嘅眼，张开我哋嘅心，让我哋更加明白圣灵系喺度做紧乜嘢。
As I preach the words of the message today, may it just be able to penetrate our hearts and teach us what you want us to learn today.
当我今日系讲你嘅说话嘅时候，求你系让佢系一路都系进入我哋嘅心扉，让我哋明白你嘅说话。
We pray all this in Jesus' most precious name.
我们的祷告奉主耶稣基督的名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
I want to ask you a question that I think I know the answer to already. Have you ever received a phone call or an email saying that you've won an amazing cruise or that you've won a lottery jackpot or something to that effect?
我想问大家一个可能你们都会有答案的问题，就是有没有收过一些电话或者是电邮告诉你， 你中了奖啊，例如是一些免费的邮轮假期啊之类的东西呢？
It's a very enticing email that says all you need to do is send us a bit of your information and you have this brand new car that's waiting for you and all you need to do is do something very, very little.
这些电邮呢，很吸引的，因为他说你只要将一些资料很简单地给他们呢，那你会赢一架车，赢一些东西。
And I think we have all had those kinds of emails or even phone calls. Almost every week, I get the same kind of phone call, and I can't understand it. It's some Mandarin person speaking to me, but I immediately know that it is a scam, and then I hang up right away.
我差不多每个礼拜都收到这类电话的，他们有时我未必明白他们说什么，因为他们用普通话。
It is a shame, really, because as we are living our lives using the internet or just being so globalized with these kinds of things, it's a shame because we have grown so desensitized to the kinds of things that are happening in our lives. We are immediately being skeptical to these kinds of things.
因为我们见惯了这些这样的骗人的伎俩，我们很自然就变得麻木。当我们收到这些所谓好的消息，这些中奖的消息，我们不会相信，我们会抱着怀疑的态度。Because
of these things, it has conditioned us as humans to be immediately doubtful of anything that could have good timing or even quote-unquote good news. We wouldn't believe it right away.
当有些东西告诉我们是一个好的时机，一个是好消息，我们很自然就抱着一个怀疑的态度。And
so today's topic is about this timing of God, this quote-unquote divine appointment. and how we ought to understand it, how we should appreciate it, and how we should have a renewed sense of faithfulness because of God's timing.
今天我要讲的题目呢，就是关于神的时间，神的安排，而我们应该用什么态度去看，去领受，让我们的信心因而得到更新。
I want us to look at that scripture again, and I'll read in English two verses, and it'll be translated in Chinese two verses, and we can go in that fashion.
我们再来看一个经文。
So let us look at Luke chapter 4, verses 14 to 21. Verse 14, it reads, Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news about him spread through the whole countryside. He was teaching in their synagogues, and everyone praised him.
在路加福音第四章十四节这样讲，耶稣满有圣灵的能力回到加利利，他的名声就传遍了四方。他在各会堂里教训人，众人都称赞他。
Verse 16, he went to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and on the Sabbath day, he went into the synagogue, as was his custom. And then he stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. Unrolling it, he found the place where it is written.
在十六节，耶稣来到拿撒勒，就是他长大的地方，在安息日，照他平常的规矩，进了会堂，站起来要念圣经。有人把先知以赛亚的书交给他，他就打开，找到一处写着说。
Verse 18, he says, The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind and to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor.
在十八节，主的灵在我身上，因为他用膏膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我报告那被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压制的得自由。
Then he rolled
祷告神悦纳人的希怜。
Then he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him.He began by saying to them, Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing.
于是把书卷起来，交还执事，就坐下。会堂里的人都定睛看他。耶稣对他们说，今天这经应验在你们耳中了。
In these verses, we have this story of Jesus reading scripture, and those around him were immediately just blown away.
在经文边，我哋睇到耶稣读呢个经文咧，咁喺佢周围嘅人咧，就当堂觉得好惊讶。
Why were all those around him so astonished? Well, the obvious first answer is that because Jesus proclaimed himself to be the anointed one.
点解周围嘅人有啲咁嘅反应咧？首先就系耶稣佢宣称自己就系嗰位被高立嘅。
But also, people were further amazed.Because at this incredible timing, this divine appointment that they had just witnessed. And let me explain that.
令到他们更加惊奇的就是这个这么奇妙的时间，因为这个是神的安排。他们刚才所见证的就正正是神的安排。让我在这里解释。
If we want, we can go back to verse 15. I forgot my clicker, so I can't manually...click through. We can go back to verse 15, and we read that on the Sabbath day, Jesus went to the synagogue, and we have to focus on the words, as was his custom. And part of that custom, we have to know that it was just to read scripture from the Old Testament.
在15节那里，我们看到，在个安息日，耶稣是照平常的规矩，留意这个照平常的规矩。他这个规矩呢就是包括是在旧约那里读经。
And to provide a bit more context, usually on the Sabbath, similarly to this kind of service, someone would read a part of the scroll. Remember, don't look at it as a Bible that they're handing out. It's this scroll that they have to open up. So this was handed to Jesus, and Jesus, or whoever was reading the scripture, would read a part of that scroll week to week. And it just so happens that on that week, Jesus is reading from Isaiah chapter 61.
他們的規矩是讀經,但不像我們打開一本聖經,是一卷書打開了,在當時他們的書卷是一個星期讀一部分,下個星期讀第二個部分,而當時耶穌所讀的就是以賽亞書。It's
not too dissimilar to how you could have some churches in Vancouver or wherever, where a week they would read Psalm chapter 1. And the week after that, they would read Psalm chapter 2. Or if the psalm was way too long, they would parse out parts of that psalm, and they would read a section of it for 1 week at a time. And so the next week, they would carry on. And in this particular Sabbath day, Jesus was given Isaiah chapter 61 to read out.
一個禮拜呢,佢哋係讀一章書,譬如話詩篇第一章,下個禮拜就係第二章,有時個卷書太長的話呢,佢哋會分開來讀,但係有連貫性一個禮拜接住一個禮拜的,而當時耶穌所讀的就正正是以賽亞書第61章。
Some people might think that they have this image in their head that Jesus had this grand clever plan that he would just open up the scroll and purposely find exactly what he wanted to personally say. But if we actually consider the historical customary practices of the Jewish Sabbath, they would continue along the sections from week to week, which also explains why he was handed the scroll of Isaiah instead of Jesus having to look through a number of different kinds of scrolls to read from.
或者有人會喺度想像,可能耶穌就好醒目咁樣去抄咗卷書出嚟,咁佢又特登揀嗰張書去講。但係如果你哋明白歷史上猶太人嘅安息日嘅傳統呢,你知道佢哋每一個主日,每一個安息日呢,佢讀嘅書卷呢係一路一路輪住有連貫性落去嘅,就唔係話隨意去揀出嚟嘅。This
is the divine appointment. That is what's so amazing for those around him, that Jesus, on this particular Sabbath day, would read from Isaiah 61, not randomly, but actually scheduled according to the traditions of the synagogue of that day.
这个正正就是当时会众这么惊讶的原因,因为耶稣所读的以赛亚书第61章,就不是随便拿出来的,而是偏偏就是到那一天,就是刚刚就是读那一张书。
So just to summarize a bit, those around him, those people in the synagogue, they were truly amazed. Their jaws must have been dropping when they heard what is being said by the mouth of Jesus, that he is the anointed one. But their amazement was further magnified by the perfect timing of this reading.
當時喺會堂嘅會眾呢,佢哋係俾耶穌呢個宣布呢,係真係嚇到目定口呆,因為耶穌話佢就係嗰位受高立嗰一位,而更加令到佢哋驚訝嘅呢,就係呢一個咁特別嘅時刻。Some
may call it divine appointment, some may call it a miracle, some would call it this godly timing. And while I personally do not have this concrete definition of exactly what it is, we just have to be aware of these moments of spiritual involvement.
有人或者叫呢啲做神蹟,又或者係神嘅安排,但係其實我個人嚟講呢,我冇一個字眼去形容究竟係發生咩事,我只知道神係透過聖靈係安排呢一切。We
all have to admit that God's timing is indeed incredible. But we also have to admit that it's mostly invisible to the human understanding. But I say to you this, when we do notice it, it truly demands our attention.
我相信我们是不会那么容易看得到什么是神的安排。一般来说,我们是留意不到,但是假如让我们留意到的话,我们是正正是要留心,他究竟是要讲给我们听什么。
At times, while I'm driving, sometimes I approach a red light, And I say to myself, I'm going to try to time my car just so perfectly. So when I sort of reach that red light, it would turn green. And I would think to myself, ah, yes, I have really good timing. I do that to myself. But what we read in Scripture of what Jesus has done is like a million times more significant and meaningful.
很多時候我駕車的時候，當車差不多到紅燈，我就在計算的時候，然後我就數，接著轉綠燈，我就，唉，時間剛剛好了。但是耶穌所做，神這個時間，神安排這個時間，是比這個重要1800萬倍。
God's divine appointment, this God timing, it is truly amazing that the eternal God, remember, our God is timeless, but he is the one who has personally ordained moments throughout history for us to experience him and to know him.
神的作為是真的很奇妙，祂的時間也是很奇妙。在那一刻，祂任命耶穌展開祂的工作。
Back to the story of Jesus reading from the scroll of Isaiah, I want you to further think about this. Imagine that particular synagogue where Jesus was reading the scripture. Imagine the weeks that are just coming up to that moment.
講回經文裡面提到耶穌讀經文的時候，那你可以想像在他讀這篇經文之前那幾個禮拜發生什麼事呢？
If you apply the same logic that they are following within the sections of Isaiah, we can even theoretically think about what that synagogue has been using for scripture reading up until that point, which is basically the chapters just before what Jesus has read.
如果你根據猶太人的傳統讀經邏輯去想，你就知道在之前就是讀他那卷書之前那一章。
And so as I was doing my sermon preparation, I was just looking back at Isaiah chapter 60, Isaiah chapter 59, and I was reading, as I was reading those words, it just shook me to the core of how meaningful it was to be reading those words of scripture and then hearing what Jesus says in Isaiah chapter 61.
當我準備我今日嘅講道嘅時候，我睇翻之前嗰兩章嘅經文咧。 令到我覺得係好神奇，令我覺得好震驚啊！因為之前所講嘅咧，就係帶到喺61章耶穌所宣講嘅一切。So
for your viewing pleasure, I have prepared very very simple slides. Isaiah 59 at the top, I've even sort of summarized a bit of what those words are saying, and I've selectively picked some verses that I want us to concentrate on. And if you don't mind, I'm going to read these verses for you. So this is Isaiah chapter 59. And I want you to imagine in your heads that synagogue that Jesus was just preaching in. Before that day, they were reading some of these words. Isaiah 59, verse 12. For our offenses are many in your sight, and our sins testify against us. Our offenses are ever with us, and we acknowledge our iniquities. The Lord looked and was displeased that there was no justice. He saw that there was no one, and he was appalled that there was no one to intervene. The Redeemer will come to Zion in those in Jacob who repent of their sins, declares the Lord.
我们看回在耶稣读61章之前，在以赛亚书第59章，我们很简单地选几句来读，在第12节这样说， 我们的过犯在你面前增多，罪恶作见证告我们，过犯与我们同在，至于我们的罪孽，我们都知道。15节那里说，那时耶和华看见没有公平，甚不喜悦，他见无人拯救，无人代求，甚为诧异。在20节那里这样说，必有一位救赎主来到锡安雅各族中，转离过犯的人那里，这是耶和华说的。
Chapter 60, the next slide over. Okay, I'm not doing anything here. This is not a magic trick. I am just looking immediately to the words before what Jesus said. This is Isaiah chapter 60. My theme here, God brings salvation to his people. So in verse 21, then all your people will be righteous and they will possess the land forever. They are the shoot that I have planted, the work of my hands for the display of my splendor, the least of you will become a thousand, the smallest a mighty nation. I am the Lord. In its time, I will do this swiftly.
在以上眼书第六十章是讲到上帝在适时将这个救赎带给他的子民，在二十一节这样讲，你的居民都成为义人，永远得地为业，是我种的栽子，我手的工作使我得荣耀，至少的族要加增千倍，未有的国必成为强盛，我耶和华要安定其速成这事。
And of course, after these words, the next slide is the scripture that Jesus has spoken in that synagogue.
接着那一章就是耶稣他所宣读的。
We can go back two slides. With these words of scripture, if you can just look at them, you can see how God is working in the hearts of these Jewish communities, in these Jewish synagogues, preparing their hearts for the moment when Jesus has declared his proclamation.
你看回之前这两章，你很清楚可以看到上帝是怎样预备当时犹太人的心，让他们可以听到耶稣在适当的时候宣告。
It is truly impeccable timing by God. It is carefully orchestrated by God.
这个时间是神精心所安排的。
And what exactly is God orchestrating? Well, it is all pointing to the fulfillment of the prophecy. And it's just as Jesus said at the end of the scripture. He says, today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing.
那他这些安排是为了什么呢? 就是正如耶稣在经文最后所说，今日这经应验在你们耳中了。
It is so obvious that Jesus is the one.
很明显耶稣就是那一位。
It is without doubt that he is the Savior, that he is the anointed one.
不需要怀疑他就是那一位救世主。
It is clear that it is Jesus that will bring salvation to the lost, that he will save those that are convicted, he will bring sight to the blind, and he will save the sinners.
耶稣是将救赎带给那些失丧的人，去拯救那些被囚禁、被掳的人，去拯救那些罪人。
For us, as we read this, we have to learn how to trust God's timing, as Jesus has so incredibly demonstrated.
当我们看这些经文的时候，我们所学的就是怎样是完全信靠神，就好像刚才耶稣所显示给我们看到的一样。
This moment of divine appointment reminds us that God is truly, truly in control of all things, that there is nothing that escapes this amazing creator. There is nothing that surprises him. There is nothing that can outlast him.
这一切都是来自神的安排。我们的创造主，没有东西可以逃得过他的眼，没有东西令到他觉得意外，也都没有东西可以超越他。
And the divine appointment, the godly timing is not just located in the verses we just read. It is littered throughout the Bible, in so many of the stories that we read, there is a God appointment in all of them.
神的安排不单出现在刚才我们读的那篇经文，在整本圣经一直都是很多我们看到是神的安排。
Even the fact that we have gone from scrolls, the scripture in scrolls, the fact that we've gone to that, to the Bible that we have that can so conveniently fit in the palm of our hands, even that has been an amazing miracle of timing and how we have progressed to this day to have such words preserved through all of ancient time.
即使这个经文的书卷由当年的一卷一卷的书进化成为今时今日的一本圣经，我们可以拿在手中，这个也是完全是来自神的安排。
In our age of COVID-19, it's easy to lose hope.
今时今日我们经历疫症这个情形，是很容易失去盼望。
I understand the frustrations, I understand the inconveniences. My sister's wedding was postponed. Everyone is changing their plans.
我明白大家有时会感到沮丧，因为很多不便。我姐姐的婚礼也因为这样而延误。
I think a lot of people are suffering. I truly am sympathetic to businesses that are closing. I understand that this world has seen a downturn of all kinds of unimaginable things.
我知道好多人呢,是因為呢個疫情係受苦,好多生意因此而倒閉,好多人冇咗工作,整個世界呢好多嘢係一路向下咁滑落。
This message of hope, this message of the sovereignty of God is absolutely just so important for us to hear today.
因此呢個關於盼望,關於神嘅主權呢個信息呢,對我哋嚟講係更加重要。
We have to remind ourselves that God is in control no matter how many injustices we see or how many things wrong we see with the world. We have to say to ourselves, deep down, God is in control.
無論這個世界發生什麼事,我們要不斷提醒我們自己,神始終都是掌管一切的。
You might be asking though, how can we tell if something is truly a miracle, a divine appointment, or if it's just a coincidence?
或者你會問我,那什麼是真正的神跡呢?是神的安排呢?又或者真是這麼巧合呢?
You might be asking, how can we tell the difference between a perfectly timed green traffic light versus something that is absolutely crucial with God?
又或者你說,那你怎麼分辨一些很簡單,例如說那個轉綠燈那個對的時候,和 神所安排一些很重要的事呢?
To be quite honest to you, I am not here to even discredit a green traffic light to not be of God's doing.
很老實說,我亦都不敢說轉綠燈不是神的安排。
Certainly God can control the traffic lights, but I'm telling you now, or at least the question that we need to ask ourselves, how can we be sensitive to God's timing, or at least God's work in our life?
我想提醒大家的就是,我们怎样更加去敏锐地知道神对我们的提醒,神对我们的安排?
And that is such a human thing, right? We try to know the answers. We try to figure out God. We try to figure out, oh, exactly if God is working in such manner. It's such a human thing to try to fully understand how God works.
但是作为人呢,我们是很自然呢,是想去祈祷明白神的意思啦,为什么他这么做啦,这个是很自然的。
But it always goes back to, do you have the faith to see what is going on?
但其實說回頭,都是你有沒有信心去看到究竟發生什麼事?
Do you have in your heart, do you have the faith to hear what is going on around you? The faith to identify what God is saying to you?
在你的心裡,你有沒有足夠的信心去聽到神要對你說的話?
Do you have the faith to let go of all the things that you're trying to control and hang on to, and then let God have control?
你有没有信心去放手,去那些你一路都是抓住在手,但是你放手让神去掌控?
Or are we afraid? Are we afraid? Are we taken in by fear that we don't ever see these things, so therefore we've closed ourselves off to how God is working?
又或者你很害怕,我根本都看不到的了,於是乎呢,我就不再去看。
I invite you today to think back in your life. Just think back in your life of these life situations, these circumstances that may have been difficult or outstanding, and whether through maybe personal effort or you got help from an outside source, is it possible that God has played a role in that moment?
我想大家去认真想一下,在你生命里面过去发生的事,一些很重要的事,究竟你所得到的帮助是人的力量,抑或是来自神的安排,神的帮助呢?
There are many parts of each and every one of our lives. There are these moments that have shaped our character, that have been so life-changing. And if we look back at those moments, we have to reflect, is God doing something in a way to shape my character?
在我们生命里面,我们经历很多不同的时刻,而神呢,就是用那些时刻去磨造我们的个性,我们的品格。
Right? Did you know that God purposely puts all kinds of situations in front of us so that we can either choose in our heart, do we choose God's way or do we choose our own way?
你有冇谂过神咧？好多时系故意将一啲将我哋摆喺一啲境地一个情形嗰度，然后咧神想睇下我哋究竟我哋用自己嘅方法啦，抑或系用神嘅方法
？We often pray for strength and pray for patience and pray for all these things, and God is not going to magically dial in your back like your strength is going to increase. No. He puts in front of you moments.That you can rise to where your strength, your faithfulness can just come out and actually grow.
很多时候我们祈祷求神加添我们的力量，加添我们的耐性。但是神会不会忽然间就扭大个掣，我们的耐性，我们的力量就会忽然间增多？不会的。神给很多机会我们去让我们在力量，我们的信心，我们的忍耐是得到提升。
It's kind of funny because there could be some people out there that know that if they prayed for strength, they would be challenged. It's funny that they would stop praying for strength. It's funny and sad that they would avoid those kinds of prayers. Because they don't want to be challenged. That they don't want to be faced with these kinds of situations. So they stop praying those things. I invite you right now, please just keep praying the way that you have prayed since your spiritual growth and don't stop praying like that.
有好多人咧，因为佢哋系惧怕呢个属灵嘅挑战咧，于是乎佢哋甚至放弃去祈求神为佢加添力量。但系我希望大家唔好放弃，我哋继续坚持呢个祷告。
And if you don't see these divine appointments in your life, if you feel like you don't see miracles, or if you don't, you're not sensitive to this, I ask of you, I invite you, look around you, think twice about what happens around you, and in your prayers, allow God to stir in your thoughts.
假如你话我根本都睇唔到所谓神嘅安排，我睇唔到乜嘢神迹，我想你放眼睇你周围，然后你喺心入边祈祷，让神睇下点样带动你嘅思维。
God's timing can be found in big things and in small things.
神的时间呢，无论在大事或者小事上呢，你都可以看到的。
And so as I am sensitive to God speaking to me, I see it almost every day. Certainly I see it every week.
每日神对我说话，我都认真留意去听。
As I was talking to Maria today, another moment that we shared this morning, like just, it amazes me so much.
在今朝我们互相交谈的时候，我听到一些信息是令到我觉得神那个时间是原来是真的很神奇。
Before I close, I want to share my just recent experience where I invited two of my friends to my house so that we can of course watch a brilliant Canucks game.
那我想和大家分享我最近的经验。我邀请两位朋友去到我家，那看 Canucks 这个球赛。
Two friends that they did not know each other, they've never met, but I invited them just because I wanted to share this experience with people that I have not spent too much time with during ministry, but now that I've gone through my Sabbath and the Canucks are playing, I invited two people who have never met. I invited them over and I wanted to enjoy the time together with them.
我邀请这两位朋友呢，他们两个是未曾见过面的，是不识的。咁但系趁住我系安息年嘅时候有时间咧，我就邀请呢两位朋友嚟到我屋企。
At first, I was kind of nervous because I wouldn't know how their personalities would blend together or clash, and so at first I was a bit anxious. But very soon, I realized that God was doing something.
开头嘅时候咧，我有少少紧张嘅，因为佢哋未见过面。咁我唔知道佢哋夾唔夾啊，會唔會唔中意見到對方啊？但係咧，冇幾耐咧，我就放心啦，因為我知道神係安排緊一切。
I don't want to go into like too much detail, but it just so happens that one of my friends was going through a career change just because of COVID and all those things, and he really, really needed some really good career advice. And guess what? The other person I invited, he had the exact words and the exact expertise to offer for my friend.
咁我其中一位朋友咧，因为呢个疫情嘅关系咧，佢系经历紧一啲事业上嘅转变，佢系好需要一啲忠告。咁而咁啱咧，呢位新另外一位朋友咧，佢可以讲俾佢听嘅意见啊，忠告咧就系啱啱系佢所需要嘅。佢亦都有好多好专业嘅意见同佢分享。
So on that particular day, the Canucks had lost, and we were cleaning up. And while I thought that this is the time where people would, you know, leave the place, these two friends, they were just talking and talking and talking and talking.
咁嗰日雖然咧個球賽咧就係輸咗波，咁通常咧執完嘢就散會走噶啦。但係咧，我呢兩個朋友咧就留喺度一路繼續咁樣傾偈。
And while I was washing dishes and I was looking at them chat, my first thought is like, okay, you guys can leave now. But my second thought was, oh my goodness, I should not disturb them because I could see God working right now, and I need to pray for these two people right now.
喺我洗完碗嘅时候，我就话：，你哋可以走得噶啦。咁，但系跟住我觉得，其实我唔应该咁样同佢哋讲，我应该系为佢哋祷告，因为神系为佢哋两个安排紧呢一个聚会。
God's work, God's timing, God this divine appointment. You can see them in the big things. You can see them in the small things. I just invite you.As you go from here, as you move on to your next thing, your lunch or your dinner tonight, try to see what God is doing in your life and be sensitive to how He speaks to you and be sensitive to the things that He challenges you with.
神的话语，神的时间，神的安排，其实是无处不在，无论是大事小事。我想大家是认真去留意，在我们今天完了聚会之后，你跟着出去吃晏啊，回家啊，我想你是很留心你身边所发生的事，你会听到神要对你说什么。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we admit that we are human and we just cannot fully understandhow you are leading us in this world.
亲爱的天父，我承认我们只不过是人，我们没办法完全明白你怎样带领我们。
Father, we acknowledge that we live in community and what's going on in the world it's been a thorn in our side. The way that we've done community has certainly changed.
天父，亦都承认我们生活在这个社区，我们世界上见到发生的事，我们是根本是不明白。
So Father, as we do church in this way, going forward, we pray that we would not lose that sense of community, because Father, we want to be able to experience you also in community, how we could understand you and how as we talk to each other, brothers and sisters, as we share our stories, hopefully we can grow from the stories that we share.
天父，亦都系祈求我哋继续喺呢一个社群入边，我哋继续我哋嘅聚会，点样系彼此相交？我哋点样系彼此系关心代祷
？Father, we just give this time to you, and we thank you for everything that your Son Jesus Christ has done on the cross.
天父，我哋将呢个时间献俾你，我哋感谢你嘅儿子耶稣基督所为我哋做嘅一切。
We pray all this in Jesus' most precious name.
我们奉主耶稣宝贵的名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.